So he has to send someone that you can find fault with. And yet, nevertheless, the true believers are going to believe, and therefore they will be the ones that are privileged to see the messianic era arrive. While those who have doubts and refuse to go along are the ones that are going to be damned and will fall away in the apocalypse. Now that is very, very difficult to refute. And that explains away a pack of problems. What happened now is indescribable. We know it from diplomatic records of the time. Ambassadors of countries sent records to their governments describing what happened throughout the Jewish world. I want you to know that Shabtai Tzvi was not a Jewish phenomenon, he was an international phenomenon. And that his arrival affected the economy and politics of Europe. If you want to read a very heavy book on the subject, there's a book by Gershon Scholem, who just passed away, I think, last year. He was a professor at the Hebrew University. It's called Shabtai Tzvi, the Mystical Messiah. And he devoted, I think, 20 years to writing the book. He has all of the notes and the records and everything of the times. If it would not be as true and as tragic, it is the most lurid piece of fiction imaginable. Jews in Greece, Italy, Syria, Egypt, and Turkey began to sell out their properties in anticipation of moving to the Holy Land. Wild rumors regarding the advent of the Messiah spread all over the world. The Jews in Amsterdam leased every ship possible in order to transport the Jews to the Holy Land so that the Dutch had no ships to bring their raw materials from the New World back to Holland, because all the ships were leased by Jews. And new customs were introduced as Shabtai Tzvi warmed up to the subject. For instance, he said that the priestly benediction, the Birchas Kohanim, which in the exile we recite only on the holidays. In Israel, the Kohanim bless the people every day. But in the exile, we have it only on the holidays. He decreed that the Jews in exile should start blessing, the Kohanim should start blessing the people every Sabbath as a halfway preparatory road towards coming back to Israel. If you go to the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue in Amsterdam today, they still bless the people on the Sabbath, which is a custom straight from Shabtai Tzvi.